Deutsche Welle Africa Link.
Welcome to Africa Link. I'm Isaac Mugabe, your host in Bonn, Germany. Coming up in this edition, millions of South Africans turn up to vote for a new leader in the fifth general election after the end of apartheid.
The ANC has failed because the land issue was not addressed properly, because they promised to give back 30% of the land in 20 years.
I voted for DA, and I voted for change for the future generation, my future, and the generation of my son.
And the mood in rural South Africa was that of joy on voting day.
Yeah, we are quite happy because lots of improvement. We got RDB houses, everything, the road, sanitation, water, electricity.
Also on the program, Cameroon refutes allegations that the abducted schoolgirls by Boko Haram in northeastern Nigeria 3 weeks ago are on its territory. All this and much more coming up on the program, so stay tuned.
Top story.
Voters in South Africa went to the polls on Wednesday to vote in the country's fifth democratic election since the end of apartheid. The ruling African National Congress, ANC, is expected to win the polls despite recent political scandals. The ANC's main challenger at the poll was the Democratic Alliance, DA, and Economic Freedom Fighters Party, led by firebrand Julius Malema. Electoral officials say that most polling stations across the country opened on time. Wednesday's elections also marked 20 years since South Africa's first democratic elections following almost five decades of apartheid rule. From Johannesburg, Tuzo Kumalo sent this report.
When voting started at 7:30 in the morning, there was already a queue of 20 people waiting outside the polling station at Hitekani Primary School in Soweto. 60-year-old Mampi Maluleke was the first to arrive. She sat quietly, pulling her big jacket around her to fend off the morning cold while waiting for the polling station to open. After voting, she was all smiles.
I feel I could fly, and I am so excited that I live till this day when I have voted. Myself and my children, we are excited because I have told them to vote for the ANC since I know it will help us one day.
Pumelani Khoza, who is 23, said he is excited that the election has given him a chance to decide his future. He is not happy with the performance of the present government.
The ANC has failed because the land issue was not addressed properly, because they promised to give back 30% of the land in 20 years. And now it's been 20 years, but only 7% has been given back to the rightful owners, who are black people.
Cheryl Mageza is 29. This was the third time she had voted since South Africa gained independence in 1994. She said she was hoping for a change of government since she felt the ANC had failed her. Her choice was the Opposition Democratic Alliance.
I voted for DA, and I voted for change for the future generation, my future, and the generation of my son. Well, I want a lot of things to change here in South Africa, like crime. I feel that we've got the highest crime in the world. And secondly, education, our education system. Thirdly, for employment, our young people are really, they graduate and they're sitting at home.
Despite the criticism, Cyril Ramaphosa, the ANC deputy president, who is likely to take over when President Zuma finishes his term, said there is no way his party can lose this election.
I'm not nervous because I have deep confidence in our people. Our people know who they want to run this country going forward. I can smell victory. Victory is at hand, and victory is certain. And as the Romans used to say, Victoria è certa. So it is certain. I'm sure about that.
There was some pre-election violence, though. On Tuesday night, two election tents were burnt down in Bakersdale Township by protesters saying they would not vote until the government brings development to their area. However, calm returned on Wednesday and voting did go ahead. there are over 25 million voters registered in South Africa. The preliminary results of the elections are expected on Saturday.
Tuzo Kumalo reporting there. For more on the voting exercise and the mood at some of the polling stations, I spoke to DW's Assumpta Latus, who witnessed early voters cast their ballots as early as 5 a.m. South African time.
Well, to my opinion, voting went really well. We were actually together with the first voters at one of the polling stations here in Johannesburg, particularly in Soweto. And when we reached there, there were already dozens of people there sitting and waiting for the polling station to open. Well, people were calm and they were just chit-chatting and waiting that the time comes and they start voting. And funny enough is that at that polling station, also, Cyril Ramaphosa, deputy president of the ANC, also came to vote there. Apparently, he actually grew up there and nearby that polling station in Soweto. And so he was really happy to meet the people there, and the people were really happy to see him as well. In general, I could say that voting went really well, and we didn't see any violent incidents and irregularities whatsoever.
Talking about the main candidates, all the other parties that are challenging the ANC, should we expect a landslide victory that like has been reported by many media news outlets?
At this time, I can't say should we expect a landslide victory from the ANC or not. I know that the ANC has two main challenges. On one hand, the ANC is facing a strong challenge from the Democratic Alliance, which is for years was known as the party for the minority white. But now it's kind of gaining momentum. It's gaining its strength and it's spreading its tentacles to other races. We met today some black people who actually are voting for the DA. That vote is moving from the ANC and is going to the DA. On the other hand, I mean, the ANC is still having a really strong competition, or they're having a challenger who is Julius Malema. Julius Malema's party actually is very popular among young people and also among black people who are actually unsatisfied by the ANC, for the people who think that the ANC is not keeping its promises. So, I mean, these people that we're talking about here, these young people who are going to Malema and the people who are going to DA is less a vote for the ANC.
I was speaking to DW's Assumpta Latus. Still on the elections in South Africa, Subri Govender travelled to a rural part of the country to see how the exercise was carried out and send this report.
These voters were outside the Shonkweni polling booth in the rural village of Kwakele, expressing their joy after casting their ballots. They are members of a community of more than 500,000 people who reside in the rural district of Dududu, situated about 120 kilometers south of the coastal city of Durban. People here stood in the queue from early on Wednesday to make their mark.
Yeah, we are quite happy because lots of improvement. We got RDB houses, everything, the road, sanitation, water, electricity, even clinics, community hall, everything's improved now.
This is 45-year-old Kulukani Mia, the father of four teenage children. The government of the ruling ANC is still popular with the voters in this area. The people are not concerned about the scandals that the government of President Jacob Zuma is embroiled in. The president has repeatedly come under fire, for instance, for using government funds to upgrade his private residence.
Viva Zuma, viva!
I'm very happy because I have seen everything is going very well. President Zuma is doing very well. I like him. I like him very much. He can continue to be a president. Me, myself, I like him doing the right thing.
There were also a number of young people who were born after the end of apartheid. These so-called born frees voted for the first time, and they are much more critical of the government than their parents. Sabani Nyuza is a 19-year-old engineering student.
Even here in my area, I would like to see people who are suffering get these open job opportunities in our area, all the things. Some students here got qualification, high qualifications, but it doesn't get a job.
Ayanda Kuzwayo, aged 20, is another young person who wants to see rapid changes.
I would like to see a lot of changes since the service delivery here is very poor in Amandao. We don't even have street lights, proper roads, everything. Maybe if you vote for another party, there are so many things that will change. Say corruption. They only put, they put their cousin, brothers, uncle, or you go, everything. The people who deserve to get jobs, they don't get jobs there.
The visit to a polling booth in this rural area has highlighted the vast differences between the lives of the people in the rural and urban areas. Most of the people here have faith in the ruling ANC and leaders of the caliber of Zuma, but expectations of the new government are also very high.
Subri Govinda reporting from rural South Africa.
Africa Link, every weekday on Deutsche Welle.
And you are still listening to Africa Link, coming to you straight from the studios of Deutsche Welle here in Bonn, Germany. When we return, we head to Cameroon and Nigeria.
Behind the headlines.
Nigerian police have offered a reward of 50 million naira, the equivalent of $300,000, for information leading to the rescue of more than 200 schoolgirls being held hostage by Boko Haram Islamists. The announcement followed international support from countries like the US, Britain, France, and China, offering to help in the search of the missing girls. Meanwhile, some of the missing girls are said to be held at the Islamist bases in Cameroon, but authorities in Yaoundé have refuted the allegations that the girls have been married off to Boko Haram recruits in its territory. These allegations have brought mixed feelings among ordinary Cameroonians, as DW correspondent in Yaoundé, Mokinzeka, reports.
Nothing has generated debate in Cameroon in recent years as much as the activities of the Nigerian Islamist group Boko Haram. The debate took on a new dimension when close to 300 girls were kidnapped from a school in Nigeria's Borno state and were said to have been given out to marriage in Cameroon. University student Silas Mao says very little is being done to stop Boko Haram.
If Cameroon and Nigeria decide, they can stop Boko Haram, because I know that they are not more powerful than these states. I am sure that there is a Boko Haram base in Cameroon, and if nothing is done, we will find ourselves in a situation like the one in Arab states, where such people dictate what is done.
The news that the United States is to join in the hunt for the missing girls has been welcomed by many people, such as businesswoman Lukong Meldred.
I call on the international community to intervene in this issue, because this is when we actually need the international community to come in.
Spokesperson and Minister of Communication Issa Cheruma Bakari told me that he was scandalized by accusations that Cameroon was not collaborating with Nigeria to free the girls from their captors.
We insist that allegation from Nigeria that a part of the 200 young female students recently kidnapped in the northeast of Nigeria would have been transferred to Cameroon to be forced into marriage to members of the Boko Haram sect are fully ungrounded. Cameroon will never ever serve as a support base for destabilization activities towards other countries.
Issa Chiruma said Cameroon was a victim of what he called rather unfortunate and heinous crimes in Nigeria and will spare no effort in combating terrorism in collaboration with its neighbors.
Cameroon is subject to attacks perpetrated from neighboring countries and by nationals of those countries. I would like to recall our entire willingness and readiness to cooperate in good faith with the government of neighboring countries to fight against transborder criminality in the respect of the territorial integrity and sovereignty of each country.
When the girls were kidnapped last month, some media reported that they had been transferred to Cameroon and Chad and were being forced to marry Islamist extremists. Some of the sources said a bride price of $12 was being requested. Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau, in a video, said they would be sold in the marketplace as slave wives. Muslims in Cameroon have been calling on the faithful not to marry any of these girls should they be offered to them. Muslim leader Nchotu Sule says anyone suspicious seen with a girl should be reported to the authorities.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam insists that Islam is a religion of peace, because when you say salam, salamu alaikum, it's peace be upon you. And any true faithful of Islam would want to reject anything that comes from the Boko Haram. We should send them away and be able to denounce them. They are using our Muslim brothers here as support to carry out their activities.
However, Cameroon's declaration that the girls are not in its territory should not be taken at face value, as Boko Haram has been using the country's porous borders to traffic arms. This week, suspected Boko Haram members attacked a Cameroon army post in Kuseri on the border with Borno State, the main base of Boko Haram, and freed one of its leaders. Two people reportedly died in the attack. Also this week, suspected Boko Haram members attacked a local market in the Nigerian village of Gamburu, Borno State. Four Cameroonians died in the attack and 3,000 have sought refuge on Cameroonian territory.
Moki Kinseka reporting from Yaounde.
Harare, Nairobi or Abuja. Africa Link correspondents reporting for you from wherever the story breaks.
The World Economic Forum on Africa opened in Nigeria on Wednesday amid its security concerns in the capital Abuja and in the northeast of the country. For 3 days, delegates will reflect on issues affecting the continent, like rising unemployment, and also focus much on developmental issues. Participants at the forum include Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and African leaders. The meeting also comes at a time when the continent's largest economy grapples with a surging Islamist revolt and intercommunal clashes that highlight poverty, ethnic and religious tensions. For more on the forum and the security situation, I spoke to DW's head of the Hausa department, Thomas Mosh, who's attending the forum.
Apparently, the security really has been tightened up very sharply. You see military and police posts all over the town, though the announced shutdown of Abuja has not really taken place as such. I mean, many people have not come to work, but the town in general is not sealed off. You can enter almost anywhere except if you get close to the Hilton Hotel, the main venue of the event.
The two recent bombings in Abuja at a motor park outside the city have obviously put everyone coming to the city for the forum on high alert. Do you feel safe there?
At the moment, yes, I feel quite safe here, especially since the major venues are sealed off. You cannot, for example, enter into the premises of the Hilton Hotel with any kind of car that has not a specific security badge, and they are really very tight on that. So if you don't have a car like myself, you just have to get off the gate far away from the main building and have to either walk inside or take shuttle bus.
The world's attention is currently focused on the more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by the Islamist group Boko Haram. Has this sad event overshadowed the World Economic Forum?
Definitely, because the main talk here in town is, of course, the abduction of these children. People hardly talk about the World Economic Forum, except that they may be criticized that the World Economic Forum is taking place in such a situation where a lot of security is organized here in Abuja, but people criticize that the government is not really able to guarantee the security. opportunity for its citizens elsewhere, especially because of the organizers of the World Economic Forum felt compelled to also react to this situation. And they have quite briefly organized a press conference in the afternoon announcing a so-called Safe Schools Initiative. It was the former Prime Minister of the UK, Gordon Brown, who came here in his position as UN Special Envoy of Global Education. And he presented this initiative, which is supposed to be an initiative together with some Nigerian businesses to build new schools and also to create protection for these schools in the northeast of the country.
World leaders, including President Obama, have offered to help the Nigerian authorities combat Boko Haram. What kind of reactions are you hearing to this effect?
The government has said it is positive concerning these reactions, so it would like to take into account these offers, though one usually has to see how far they will implement it when it comes to discussing the details, because Nigerians are usually very shy when it comes to let foreign governments helping them in military issues. On the other hand, the population, I think, on the one hand, is very positive as well, because they want to have immediate success in finding these girls, because for the population here, it's really a very big issue. On the other hand, for many people, it shows that the government really is not in control of the security situation.
Has the delay to accept support from the U.S. exposed the weakness of the Nigerian government? I mean, could it bring about the downfall of President Jonathan?
I wouldn't go that far at the moment. Of course, it weakens position. The debate, as people here tell me, hasn't been as intensive as this one on the girls' abduction when it came to any kind of security issue. We have seen a lot of bombings. We have seen a lot of attacks in the northeast of the country. All these have come more or less a daily routine for many people, especially outside the northern part of Nigeria. But as many people told me, this issue of the abducted girls has become really a national issue, and therefore I think it is quite dangerous for Goodluck Jonathan's government, and he has to show some success very soon, though we are still quite a number of months ahead of the elections, and as of now I don't really see that it could bring about his downfall, but it could be part of it.
And I was speaking to DW's head of Hausa Department, Thomas Mosh, who's currently in Nigeria attending the World Economic Forum on Africa.
Opinion.
And for our opinion slot this week, we would like to give you the opportunity to comment on two of our main stories. South Africans voted for their new leader this Wednesday in an election seen as a major test for the ruling ANC party's diminishing popularity. What do you think should be the main priorities for the next South African president? Also on the program, we told you of how the Nigerian police have offered $300,000 for information leading to the rescue of the more than 200 schoolgirls held hostage by the Boko Haram. Is the reward too little and too late? Tell us what you think on both stories by sending an email to feedback.africa@dw.de, a letter to Africa Link DW53110, Bonn, Germany, or an SMS to +49160 957 59510, and we will read some of your comments right here at Africa Link.
Listen to Africa Link where and when you want. Subscribe to our podcast and you will get the latest edition sent to you. Log on to mediacenter.dw.de/English/podcasts and look out for the Africa Link podcast. Africa Link, bringing you the story where and when you want it.
And before we leave you, here is a reminder of the stories that we've covered in the last 25 minutes. Millions of South Africans turned up to vote for a new leader in the fifth general election after the end of apartheid. Nigerian police have offered a reward of 50 million naira, the equivalent of $300,000, for information leading to the rescue of more than 200 schoolgirls being held hostage by the Boko Haram Islamists. The World Economic Forum on Africa opened in Nigeria on Wednesday amid its security concerns in the capital, Abuja, and in the northeast of the country. And just to remind you our address, if you wish to comment on the stories that we've covered, you can send an email to feedback.africa@dw.de, a letter to Africa Link DW53110, Bonn, Germany, or an SMS to +49160 957 59510 can also work for us. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of Africa Link. And I'm Isaac Mugabe in Bonn, Germany, saying take care.